Captain, what was that?
Turbulence, sir.
God, you morons fly steady. Me and the guys were trying to kip.
Sorry, sir.
Idiots. Remind me to get better pilots next time. What the? Hey, you up there! Kaizen! Vince.
Now, guns. On a plane. Didn't you guys see Goldfinger?
No.
Really? It's been 10 years, way better than Thunderball. I mean, the beginning of that one. Oh, a bit far-fetched.
What about the guns?
This is a pressurised environment. You shoot, you're dead. Crack a window, you'll be sucked out, and it's a long way down.
Put the guns away, lads.
That's better. I just want to chat after all.
You've been in the hold this whole flight?
Something like that. Stay there, boys.
Boss.
Word on the street, Vincey, is you've not been paying me your full dues. That right?
What? No. No, of course it ain't. You know I'd never screw you over, Casey. You know that.
Yeah, I do. Sad thing is, I also know that you did. Just wanted to see if you'd lie about it. Where's the respect?
Hey? No! That's not... What? But the pressure?
Oh, I like to gamble, and I feel lucky. Bring Punchin up here.
Punchin? Who's Punchin? What is that?
The end of your world. Kill the pilots.
On it.
Kill the...
These are parachutes. Flammable, aren't they?
No!
Oh, don't worry, it'll all be over soon. See, I think this flight's cancelled.
What did you do to him? What? This a hijack?
Don't be daft. I can't fly a plane. You see, if you told me the truth, it'd have been quick like them. But no, you get to be afraid.
But what are you... We'll all be killed, you maniac!
Oh, will we? Aren't you sweet?
No!
I'll never get used to this view.
I know what you mean. No matter how many times I come up here, I always get giddy.
Have you done the revolving restaurant?
Yes, she has. No, apparently. I mean, so she tells me.
I'm sure she does.
Good day. If you could take your seats, please. Alison, do the lights while I fire up the projector, would you?
Righto.
Now, what are we looking at?
A number of high-level financial institutions, top-end jewellers, fine art galleries, all raided and ransacked in the last 6 months. No one's been able to figure out how.
All right.
Each establishment had the very best security money could buy, yet it's proved utterly worthless.
How so?
No one was seen approaching these buildings. They're all rather isolated, so access via neighbouring roofs or the like would be impossible. Solid floors, impregnable to tunnelling. And every single security guard inside the buildings has vanished, never to be seen again.
That's troubling.
It certainly suggests something unusual. A teleport, perhaps. I mean, we know Lady Claire had one, although it seemed to be personal.
Her arms-dealing acquaintance has been somewhat low-key lately. The word on the street suggests it's the work of this man, Bob Kaizen.
Kaizen. I know that name from somewhere.
It's ringing bells for me, too.
The face is definitely familiar.
It shouldn't be. He's something of an unknown quantity. New in town, with no past. We found no trace of him beyond the last few months.
Really? Must be getting him mixed up with someone.
I could have sworn... Well, if we really haven't met him before, who is he?
He wears the cloak of the legitimate businessman, but in reality, he's a gangster of the most brutal sort. He's believed to be responsible for this plane crash.
Oh, good Lord.
It killed one of his associates, Vince McKenna. Quite a nasty piece of work, by all accounts. His bodyguards had been shot, but there was no trace of the pilot's bodies.
Presumably they bailed out.
Then they'd have been found, but they hadn't. As it is, they vanished completely.
Like the security guards in those other places.
Precisely. And once again, no one's quite sure how it was achieved.
I can see why you might think they're linked.
Still veers heavily towards a police matter, though, wouldn't you say? A gangster murdering his colleagues, robbing the odd bank. The merest possibility of a teleport doesn't guarantee there is one. No, without stronger evidence, I'm not sure it's really our domain.
Then how about this?
Well, that's Tornit.
The doctor!
I thought you might recognise him. This photograph was taken outside one of the incidents.
Ace!
I beg your pardon?
Ace, the doctor's friend.
What about her?
Of course, no, it's all coming back to me.
Yes!
What is this? Would one of you mind... Oh, actually, now you mention it...
That's where we know Kazan. It was 10 years ago. Why am I only remembering this now?
Yes, something about bodies that had aged to death.
Come in, all of you.
So he's taking me to that new pub, the one that's just opened round the corner. You been in?
Yes, she has. Apparently. I mean, so she tells me.
Ian.
Right. Is it any good, do you think?
If we could save the small talk for later, we've work to be proceeding with.
Yes, of course. Sorry, Sir Toby.
If you could take your seats, please. Alison, do the lights while I fire up the projector, would you?
Righto.
There have been some unusual corpses found around the capital recently. Allow me to take you through them.
If you insist. Just after I've eaten, too.
Okay. Not that unusual.
Looks like natural causes. All quite old, I'd say.
So would I. And that's precisely the point. This gentleman here, for example, should be 43 years old.
43? He's 90 if he's a day.
I know that's how it appears, but trust me, his name is Jed Jones. We've checked the fingerprints, the dental records. There's no possibility of error. They're unequivocal. He's 43.
But he looks like he's long since qualified for his pension.
Quite.
And this is true of all of them?
Oh, yes. Some of these men are as young as 20, others up to around 65. Yet they all appear to have aged to death prematurely. That's one of the two things they have in common.
Well, go on then. What's the other one?
Membership of the criminal classes. All of these gentlemen, if I to use the word incorrectly, had a certain status within the underworld fraternity.
Some kind of turf war? Somebody trying to wipe out the competition, take over?
That's what we suspect.
Those people aren't easy to get to, though. Otherwise, we'd have got to them.
That's the other detail. No one's quite sure of how these crimes occurred. Each of the victims has had the very best security money can buy, yet it's proved utterly worthless.
How so?
No one was seen approaching these buildings. No windows broken, no locks smashed, no obvious point of access. And every single security guard within the buildings has ended up like this, pensioned off.
That's troubling.
It certainly suggests something unusual. A teleport, perhaps. We know Schumann was developing one. Maybe someone's picked up on his research.
Perhaps, but the word in the street suggests our culprit is this man, Bob Kazan.
Kazan? Nope, don't know the name.
Not ringing any bells.
It shouldn't. He's something of an unknown quantity. New in town with no past, we found no trace of him beyond the last few months. But we believe he's a gangster of the most brutal sort.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Gosh!
Ace!
Oh, dear. Things are about to get a whole lot worse, aren't they?
At a guess.
We only met briefly before, young lady, but I'm well aware of who you are.
Good. And I'm aware of you. More importantly, I'm aware of him. You think Bob Kazan's killing people? Well, you're right. And we've got to stop him.
And then what happened?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. Ace burst in and then... No. No. I can't remember.
Me neither. That's odd.
Everything's usually odd where the doctor's concerned. I'd be more worried if things made sense.
Well, I'm sure it'll come back to us. That's the end of the briefing. If you could switch the lights back on, Dr. Williams.
No, don't worry. I can do that.
Doctor!
Oh, dear. Things are about to get a lot worse, aren't they?
At a guess.
Good to see you, too.
How did you get in here?
If you've read the reports on me, the answer to that should be obvious, wouldn't you say?
Very possibly.
What on earth are you doing here?
I saw I had been spotted and opted to make the most of it.
Not this room. I mean, this time, this place.
For precisely the same reason Ace is currently with you in the 60s.
You know about that?
Naturally. I dropped her off.
Oh, of course you did. Hold on. Currently? Ace is currently with us in the 60s?
Yes. She's with you at this precise moment. Just 10 years ago.
Right. I'm sure that statement makes sense to someone.
Elementary temporal theory. Time doesn't stop existing because it's past. The events of that time are happening now. Just then.
Doctor, I'm not convinced that's made it any clearer.
That's why you can't remember what happened next. Because it hasn't happened. Not yet.
I see. I think.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
Are you saying that our encounter with your young friend a decade ago is taking place concurrently with events today?
Exactly. It's what happens when you're dealing with a temporal anomaly.
A temporal... I said things would only get worse, didn't I?
Something's wrong with time.
Very much so.
And the day was going so well.
My ship detected 2 related incidents of temporal distortion. One in the 60s.
Where you sent Ace.
And one in the 70s.
Where you came yourself.
And what lovely organization do I know that operates in both time periods? You seemed the natural people to visit.
Should we be flattered? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to put us in mortal peril. You usually do.
Oh, no, no, no. Not this time. Probably not.
I'm glad you're confident.
So this temporal anomaly of yours... what precisely does it entail? I presume we should be concerned.
Very much so. The anomaly seems to be drawing the 2 years towards each other, crunching time down towards a singularity.
I haven't noticed anything.
You wouldn't. You're inside.
Am I the only person finding this conversation familiar?
I know what you mean. Which is beginning to make sense.
Right. Well, the way the doctor tells it, in space-time terms, the 60s are being dragged towards the 70s, and vice versa, crunching up. It's well dangerous, so he says.
I haven't noticed anything.
Only time travellers do, he reckons. The anomaly affects them weirdly. It's why he didn't think he could bring in UNIT. Too many of that lot have travelled with him. Their timelines will be scrambled even if they don't get involved.
UNIT?
Have they not been invented yet? Ooh, sorry, pretend I didn't say anything.
I'm not sure I totally understand.
I'm certain I don't. If this is imperceptible, as you say, why is it dangerous?
Because when the 2 ends of the distortion meet, they'll act like a black hole, only in time, drawing in all of the past and the future and smushing them up into one big nothing.
I see. I suppose that wouldn't appeal.
No, but what has this got to do with Kazan? Have I missed something?
Aged corpses suck towards their own future.
Got it in one, Professor. He's using the anomaly somehow. We've just got to find out how.
If Kazan is using the 60s anomaly to accelerate people to their own futures, aging them to death...
then he might be using the one here to send them back the other way. Reversing their aging. Turning them back into their constituent cells.
Which would explain why his victims in this time have vanished. Seems horribly plausible, doesn't it?
Using the word plausible in its broadest sense, obviously.
It does answer some of our questions, but by no means all. How he gets inside the buildings, for example.
I don't claim to have all the solutions, but I have enough to be going on with.
Well, if you need us to stop him, I'm game. What are you thinking? Frontal assault?
No. That sounds awfully dangerous. I wouldn't want to get you into trouble.
Well, you can't just go in on your own.
Can't I? I've talked a Dalek to death. I can't imagine ordinary gangsters will offer too much opposition.
Even so.
Don't worry. You'll all have your part to play. but that isn't the main reason I met up with you.
Too much to hope you just wanted a chat.
In some ways, that's precisely what I want. I need you to keep me abreast of Ace's activities 10 years ago. She and I have to coordinate, you see.
You do? This is hurting my head, and I've got a PhD.
Presumably she told you everything I've just explained. What happens next?
Well,
Bearing is 38 degrees. No, 39.
Yeah, you know triangulation is far easier if you stay still. I could park up.
And risk missing him? The speed these guys move, not likely.
Well, if you insist.
Anyway, I just have to type in the figures. I don't have to draw on maps or anything. The doctor's gadget does the rest.
Is there anything his machines can't do?
He still uses a kettle to make tea. Does that count?
Ian, can you read me?
Yes, I can, and it's Eagle, not Ian. Over.
Got the time. I have a reading. According to the doctor's machine, the anomaly is at 62 degrees east of my current position. Though it's changing rapidly. 63 now.
I can factor that in. Good. Thanks.
Over and out, then.
No, out. It's just out.
You haven't seen many movies, have you? You've way lost that battle, mate. Ah, there we go. Definitely on the move.
Hawk to Eagle. Repeat, Hawk to Eagle. Over.
No, you see, someone can do it.
Crime-fighting aviary.
Hello, Hawk. This is Eagle. Report, please. Over.
Anomaly is tracking at 19 degrees west of me. Moving to 20. Over.
Gotcha. Done. We're sorted. See you later, alligator.
Oh, in retrospect, over and out seems fine.
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist. We know what we mean. Right, let's see now.
What's that thing doing?
Taking the information we've given it and plotting a likely course leading to... Here, Summer Brothers.
Summer Brothers?
You know what that is?
A bank, a big and exclusive one. Does rather fit the MO.
And I doubt they're looking for a mortgage advisor.
I'll get on to Sir Toby, have him set up a roadblock. Not that I'm convinced it'll do much good.
Then we better summon the cavalry. Step on it, Jeeves!
Well, it's good to know my triangulation equipment worked.
Leading Ian and Ace directly into the path of a gangster?
Which we could clearly have, given that I'm still here.
Oh, I'm afraid it doesn't work like that.
What?
I thought it might not.
As I say, these events are taking place simultaneously with today. They may have occurred 10 years ago, but they're happening now as we speak. So we don't know their precise ramifications yet, not until they've finished happening.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
So the group captain could get killed back then, yet still be here now.
No, still steady on.
Of course.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Any of you could be.
I see.
I'm always so glad you get us involved in these things, Doctor.
What would you prefer? The possibility of dying trying to stop Kazan, or the certainty of dying if we don't?
Point taken.
Which makes stopping him rather urgent. Doctor, what exactly is the plan?
That we don't fix what isn't broken. I have a few more of those devices. We can trace the anomaly in exactly the same way. Sir Toby, if you could coordinate from here...
Of course.
The rest of you, come along. You can keep me updated with what's happening in the past as we go.
Right. Well, we traced Casey...
That's the last of them. Take your time, boys. This lot have clocked out.
Boss, we may have a problem.
Company? Police?
Military mob by the look of them.
What? But the silent alarm, we smashed it, didn't we?
I'm just saying. Don't know how they found us.
All right, you lot, that'll do for now. Cut your losses.
But, Kaysen...
But nothing, we get out.
We can use punches.
Discretion, remember, if anyone finds out about us, about him...
All right, I get the message. Let's move out!
No, I think you should stay where you are, has an air, the lot of you.
Well, well, all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Making you Humpty Dumpty, right?
All right, boys, you heard what they said. Hands in the air. Yeah, pretty, isn't he? Punching.
Is that a man?
Of sorts. The way he's shimmering. Is that a lead? You tow rag's got him on a lead.
You're welcome to give him the once over.
Sergeant, have a look at that person. Check he's all right.
Sir?
Wait, no! Don't touch him!
Ah! What in?
aged to death just by touch.
Now!
Done it, boys. Let's get going.
No!
Hey, get off me, you whelp! Punch him. Kill him.
Keep back!
The bullets don't seem to harm.
No, no! Please don't touch me! No! Eh?
Nothing happened. That's an anticlimax. You must be a time traveller. Interesting.
What?
Not that interesting, though. Another time, girl. Take Punchin, get him out of here.
Boss.
The rest of you, Scarper!
Oh, they're retreating. There's no way out back there. Cease fire and pursue.
You all right?
Just get him!
I'll do my best. Stop right there!
Make me!
That's their first mistake. That backyard's locked up. There's no way out. We've got them trapped. Oh, what was that? Well, where the blazes have they got to?
You say they'd just vanished?
I couldn't find hide nor hair of them.
Interesting.
It must have been something technological. That noise I heard outside, it was like an explosion. Oh, a small one.
The splitting of reality. I'd say the whole thing does rather support the teleport theory.
Does it, though? Surely if that's what it was, they could have operated it inside. Why didn't they use it when Ian and Ace first arrived?
Beats me. And I suppose when we triangulated their location back then, they were moving towards the bank. Surely teleportation would be instantaneous.
All questions for another time. Speaking of triangulation, I finished analysing those readings you kind ladies provided.
Oh, we know where we can find them.
And he's not on the move this time. See?
Well, that's his penthouse. He's at home.
Ah, well, at least he's making our lives easier this time.
I know where that is. I'll take us there right away.
Good man.
Do you have any theories about how Kazan moved about, Doctor?
Not yet, because it's a sideshow. What really interests me is that shimmering figure you mentioned.
The one they call Punchin. The one that aged people to death at his touch.
That's the chap. Literally, the anomaly seems to have manifested in something approaching human form.
Approaching from quite a distance, if you ask me.
Suggesting someone injured in a time travel experiment. Someone who's been split in two, temporarily speaking, then accidentally falling into Cajun's grasp.
One half of him 10 years ago, one half of him today.
I'd say so. Each half drawn to the other. And pulling the universe along with them. Yes, I think that's what we're dealing with.
Good. And does that help us?
A little. It suggests a solution to our dilemma. If our anomaly has been bisected, then restoring him to completion would reduce the effect.
So we need to capture this Punchin chappy in both time periods.
Yes, I only hope Ace has worked that out.
I think she did. More memories are coming back. After the bank, we decided to do the triangulation again, see where the anomaly went.
Oh, and where did it go?
Right here.
There?
These machines never lie, so the doctor says.
That's just the middle of the Thames.
Actually, no. It's hard to make out at this scale, but that's Fortress Island. I'll get the file.
Yes, I think I know it. It's exactly what the name suggests. A small fortress surrounded by a handful of trees, built as a possible defence station during the war.
Which presumably makes it easily defended, for anyone who happens to have taken occupation.
Maybe, but they don't know we're onto them. All we need to do is get in, get Shimmerface and get away.
You make it sound so easy.
I certainly wouldn't recommend a frontal assault.
Who said anything about a frontal assault?
Here we are, a complete schematic. You think you can take them on?
I think my Nitro 9 can.
Surely getting there unnoticed is going to be a problem.
Not really. Start upstream, then coast a boat in under the cover of darkness. But it won't be so easy to get away quietly. They're bound to give chase.
Or not. You know, I think I've got a better idea.
Which is?
Well,
sorry, Rachel, but the group captain's good idea a decade ago. We'll have to wait.
Oh, we've arrived.
We've arrived, and that's his apartment way up there.
So what's the plan? I mean, I'm assuming we've got one.
Oh, we do. I'm just not entirely sure you'll like it.
must be fascinating being a doorman, particularly in a place as swanky as this.
It's all right, I suppose.
You get to see all the comings and goings, the mistresses sneaking in, then out again the next morning, all the illicit business deals.
I wouldn't know about that.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't. Another glass?
I shouldn't. I've had one and I'm on duty.
I won't tell anyone if you don't.
Oh, all right. You're twisting my arm.
Maybe later.
Oh, bit strong, isn't it?
I'm sure you can handle the alcohol.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's the Mickey Finn you might have trouble with.
The what?
Yep, that's a knockout. Sorry.
5 minutes, you're losing your touch.
From a standing start, that's pretty good.
Sorry, Mr. Dorman. I need the seat. Yes, looks like we should be able to access all the relevant security systems from here.
All looks a bit high-tech, but nothing we haven't dealt with before.
They simply didn't expect anyone like us to be trying to break in. They really underestimate their fellow criminals, don't you think?
It's like taking candy from a baby.
I had a police helicopter do a sweep of Kazan's penthouse. Over.
Discreetly. Over.
Everything I do is discreet, Group Captain. You should know that by now. Over.
I suppose I do. Over.
What did they say?
He's there. If he does have a teleport, he's got it very cunningly disguised. Over.
And the other aspect?
Was bang on the money. A shimmering figure, locked up in some kind of cage. Over.
Then, that's our target. Thank you, Sir Toby. You've been most useful.
I aim to please. Over.
We'll be back soon. Out. Now it's just a question of waiting for Rachel and Alison to fulfil their end of the deal.
Which I'm sure they're more than capable of doing. So, in the meantime, how's it going back in the 60s?
A time traveller. This is going to mean attention.
You don't know.
You think bumping into that girl at the bank was a coincidence? You reckon she just popped in to make a withdrawal?
No, but...
Then shut up if you ain't going to say anything useful.
Just when things were going well. The turf cleared, the fun sorted, then they find us.
I'm just saying we don't know they'll trace us here.
If they can find us in a bank, they can find us anywhere. We need to be ready. Care to revise your position?
They found us!
Obviously! That's a full-scale assault. Get punching! You'll need to work hard. The rest of you, tool up! With me!
All right, little doggy. Time to put on your lead.
Actually, you're the one going, Wookiees!
You
and me!
Ah! Ooh, rifle in the face. That's gotta hurt.
No, I'll get the keys for the cage.
So, Wookiees! Nothing? Too early?
I haven't the faintest idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, always the problem with time travel. No shared reference points.
Stick to battle plans, yes?
It was a good plan, though, wasn't it? A few remote-controlled Nitro 9 explosions and voila! Instant army assault. Brilliant!
No, I won't fool them for long. They'll soon see there's nobody out there, so if you wouldn't mind...
Yeah, I know. Get the Shimmering Man. I understand. Best you don't make contact with him anyway. You're well old as it is.
I'm in the prime of my life, thank you very much.
Here we are. Come on. Over here.
Well, if they do have a teleport, it's disguised. Can't see anything remotely resembling one. Just a lot of chunky backpacks.
Interesting brand name. You branching out? Don't they pay you enough? Here, Mr... What do they call you? Mr. Punchin. Got him.
Well, then let's get out of here.
Do you think I should detonate another one?
Kazan and his men can't still be fooled, surely.
I suppose not. Ah, well, maybe it'll help distract them.
You're really enjoying that, aren't you?
Of course. It's not often I get to deal out the distraction. It's a little bit exciting.
Bagsy, the next one.
All right, ladies! If you could make space.
I've got a really dangerous guy here with me. And I'm not talking about Gilmore.
Goodness, you weren't exaggerating with the description.
What is he?
Someone that isn't supposed to be here. Watch your backs!
Of course.
Check chatty, isn't he?
Hasn't said a word. Well, nothing you'd recognise his words. I'll keep between him and you.
If you could.
I'll head for the cabin.
I presume not coasting back out.
Oh, I think speed and distance are the order of the day, don't you? If Kazan doesn't know where we've gone, he can't teleport after us.
Assuming he is using a teleport.
Oh, well, let's hope he is.
Some kind of grenade. Remote operated from the looks of it.
More here, boss!
A trick. It was all a trick. What the?
Boss! Boss, they've got Puncher!
What? I see. Of course, they think they're so damn clever. Suit up!
Hey, but you said we had to be discreet!
Discreet? You think this is a time for discretion? They think they can take our meal ticket and get away with it? Suit up! We're gonna make them pay!
Boss, you're okay. Snap out of it.
Eh? What?
Boss, you were away with the fairies.
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking. Something weird's happening. You remember that island?
What? Back when we first got here?
Yeah, that's the one.
Not really. It's been a while. Although, now you mention it...
You're feeling it too.
It's like...
Like you're getting new memories.
Yeah.
Exactly. Someone's onto us. Someone who ain't from round here.
They're after punching.
Check the cage. Oh, come on. Who turned out the lights?
Not another power cut.
No, that's not it. Look out the window. It's just us.
Then, what? Can you smell gas?
Masks, quickly!
Where are they? I can't see!
Then find them! We can't... We can't let them!
There we go. Looks like it worked a treat.
Didn't I say we could trust Rachel and Allison?
We can't tell how much these gentlemen will have ingested. There's no knowing how long they'll be out. Let's get our shimmering friend away from here.
Right, the lift is coming down. The moment they're back, I'll lock it down so no one can take it after them.
We're sure it is the Doctor and Ian.
No, actually. We've just got to cross our fingers.
Always my favourite phrase when dicing with death.
Ground floor, menswear and food hall.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Whew. Locking down the lift now.
My goodness, look at him.
Don't you remember dealing with this chap before back in the plane?
I'm starting to, but this one is slightly different, isn't he?
Yes, top marks for observation, Dr. Williams. The version of Panchon that you met before was being drawn forwards. This one is being drawn back.
Whatever that means.
It gives them both a slightly different appearance. We need to get him back to the post office tower. That's where I left the TARDIS. Now, if I can know where Ace is at this moment, a decade ago, I can reunite him.
Just leaving Fortress Island in the seaplane currently, I think.
You got away clean?
I'm not sure. I have a faint sense it wasn't that easy.
It never is, but let's not make it harder than it needs to be. That's the penthouse locked off, back to the van.
I think we thought we'd got away, but that... Oh, if only I could remember.
Aye, aye, Captain. ETA for landing.
10 minutes. Any idea what happens to that chap when we do?
Not really. Kind of hoping the Doctor will turn up.
Like the proverbial bad penny. He usually does. Oh, what the devil?
What was that?
I don't know. There's something out there. It nearly hit us.
Oh, there it goes again.
Oh.
More of them.
Missiles. They're firing missiles at us. How on earth did he...
No, those aren't missiles.
What the blazes are they?
Look.
Oh.
What was it? What were they attacking you with?
Ah, dash it all, I can't remember.
It can't be too bad though, can it? I mean, you're still here.
No, remember what the Doctor said? It's happening at this moment. It isn't set. We died back then, we die now.
One of the complications involved in dealing with time travellers. Things can be a trifle confusing.
Doctor, you're the only one of us who can handle Punchin, yes? Because you're a time traveller.
Yes, I told you that.
So how come Kazan could? How could any of his gang?
Oh, that's a very good point.
They're time travellers.
Which immediately gives them several operating methods other than telecommunication. Throw in advanced technology and their so-called impossible crimes become almost commonplace. You know, I think I may have overlooked something.
What on earth? What?
There's something on the roof. Is it getting hot in here?
They're cutting through.
Get back! That laser could split you in two.
Just got to my mask in time.
Kazan!
You think you can take my pet and get away with it?
Oh no, I know who we're dealing with now!
I remember!
Nobody beats the Rocket Men.
Men with rockets! Awesome!
Jetpack wearing gangsters? Oh, that explains a lot. Straight out of the Republic movie serials.
Out of the what?
Remember what you said about reference points?
Ah! Oh, whoa! Evasive action!
Evading! Just clip the wing, whatever it was.
Look like a laser.
Oh, they're firing at us. They'll fly and they've got lasers. That's just not cricket.
Ah, nice piloting!
Oh, of course it is. I don't have these stripes for nothing. Is that all you've got? I fought off the Luftwaffe, I can fight off you.
Reckon they can't hear you.
Probably not, but it's very satisfying. Doesn't sound like the women are enjoying the ride, though.
Well, if you will fly budget, I'll settle them down.
Do that. I'll try and lose these characters.
Rocket Man?
Like in the Republic movie serials?
Exactly like that. Just from space.
Of course they are.
Try and throw him off.
What do you think I'm attempting to do?
Give me Punchin.
I'll give you time travel or something else. Ian, your gun.
I won't ask twice.
Good shooting, Rachel.
No, did I kill him?
I doubt it. That body armor is tough. He'll follow us any second. So will a lot of them. You need to give covering fire.
Me?
Well, it can't be Gilmore, he's driving.
I'm a good shot, but not that good.
This isn't really my field. Oh, well, seeing as we now have a convertible, help me up these boxes, would you?
Of course.
There you go! Take that! And that!
You know who these rocket men are then, Doctor?
Of old, space pirates.
From Mars, are they? I've heard it's not the kind of place to raise your kid.
Really? Not at all. Martian children are usually well-adjusted.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever accident happened to Punchin, whatever sent him spinning back through time and shattered him into two pieces, these rocket men were caught up in it. Maybe he crashed through their spaceship. Whatever it was, it brought them back with him.
Which I assume makes matters worse.
Almost immeasurably so.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Hello, is there anybody there? Over.
Hello, Sir Toby. We're nearly home.
I gathered that. I'm receiving reports of gunfire on the streets of London. Given the altitude of my office, I opted to take a look myself. It is an excellent vantage point. I can see streaks of light shooting through the skies of Soho. Can I assume our incursion didn't go entirely to plan? Or has New Year's Eve arrived early for some reason? Over.
There may have been one or two slight complications.
I gathered that. Over.
But we're almost there. I can see the garage.
Get him to send the lifts down. We won't have much time.
Did you hear that?
I'll arrange it now. Bringing the fighter to us, are you, Doctor? Most kind. Over.
I do what I can.
Well, don't worry. We've been doing this a long time. The tower is not without its defenses. Over.
I'm glad to hear it. It'll need them.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going to book this airline again.
Whoa! Keep away from him.
I'm doing my best. It's hard keeping my balance.
Yeah. Long and the short of it is, Kazan and his friends can fly. They're attacking us. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
They can fly.
Oh, not like birds. They've got jetpacks.
What was that?
Trouble.
Oh, you remember Vince McKenna? The gangster in the plane that crashed? They got on board. He must have some method of breaking through the hull without depressurizing the plane.
Oh! Some kind of blister pod from the look of it.
Evening, ladies. Mind if I drop in?
No!
Let her go!
Oh, I'll let her go from several thousand feet! I always like to hold a door open for a lady!
Oh, no, you don't!
Whoa, Alison! Good work!
We've had a bit more experience since the last time you met us. We can handle ourselves these days.
I can tell.
You must have activated his jetpack.
It'll take him time to get it under control.
Time we should use to get out of here. Has this crate got parachutes?
All right, we're here. Everybody out.
He sent the lifts. Good man.
I'll close the gate.
Oh, that won't hold him for long.
Hopefully long enough.
Gun, please, Rachel.
Here.
Follow me. Surrender.
Sorry, old chap. Never. No, he's just stunned. Hit the button.
Well, isn't this nice?
What?
Now, you understand I have to abandon you when we reach the top floor.
You do?
I need to reunite our Mr. Punchin with his other half. Unfortunately, Mr. Cajun and his men won't realise their prize is no longer in the building.
So they won't give up the attack?
I'm afraid not. But let's not worry about them for now.
Easy for you to say. You don't have to.
I do have to worry about them in the past, as that's where I'm going. Now tell me, what's happening back there?
I don't think it's going well.
Where do I need to go?
Now, you're sure you know how to use these?
No, I mean, we got some basic parachute training back in the day, but it's been an awfully long while.
Oh, don't worry. I mean, it's not like we've much choice.
None at all, I'd say.
We've got to jump.
Suppose. We'll follow you down with Punchin. Just wait till you're clear.
All right. After you, Alison.
Oh, no, I insist.
Oh, what the hell?
Ah! I really hope this works. Oh.
Yeah, me and all.
They gone?
Yep.
Do you think they realised we only had two parachutes?
No reason they should. You got a plan?
I'll try to get this thing down somewhere safe.
Yeah, not many options for that at the moment.
Well, I'm considering the channel.
Reckon we can make it before they shoot us down.
There's only one way to find out. Bullshit!
Blimey! It's Peyton!
Hello, pilot. Any chance a kid can see the cabin?
He'll never get through. The window's too small.
That's why he's trying to make it bigger.
Ace! Watch out!
What?
Mind that last step, love. It's a doozy. But not just her.
Doctor, I'm not going to lie. That doesn't seem awfully promising.
You're not dead yet, Group Captain.
But he might be then.
Not to mention Ace. He chucked her out of the side of the plane.
Nothing is over till it's over.
I can't believe you let us take the only parachute.
We didn't have much alternative. Doctor, what happens if Kazan, kills me back in the 60s? Will I disappear?
It won't come to that.
I'm glad one of us is confident.
Everybody out. Even you, Mr. Punchin.
Doctor, so glad you could join us.
I can't stay, I'm afraid. Do your best to hold the fort.
What's that all about?
Don't worry about it for now.
You've activated these defences you mentioned?
Of course, purloined alien technology can be terribly useful.
Sir Toby, how well defended is this office?
This one?
I know we reinforced the windows after that Phoenix business.
We're over 150 metres high in the sky. How much more defended do we need to be?
Quite a bit more, I'm afraid. Look outside.
Look out. Oh. Ah!
Good afternoon, Ace. Did you trip?
Doctor, the TARDIS. You materialised under me.
That's a very good thing about dealing with an Air Force man. He was very precise about the longitude and latitude.
Am I floating?
gravitational dampeners to ease your fall. Adjust for conservation of momentum. But that should all be dealt with now, so...
Oh, you could have warned me you were going to switch it off. Hey, how did you get a hold of Punchin? I thought he was back in the plane.
Ah, that's what I needed to know. Nah, this isn't the same Mr. Punchin as yours. Now, we need to get them back together.
Then let's hope Gilmore's holding on.
There's no point in struggling. We're going to crash anyway.
Can't you get hold of that chap back there?
You messed with the wrong people.
No, you did.
No!
They should put a warning on those things. It really isn't a good idea wearing a jetpack in an enclosed space. Now, steady.
Gilmore, you... Yeah, you're okay.
For the moment, I've leveled her off, set up the autopilot, but they've done too much damage. We'll still crash. Safely out to sea, but veering towards the fatal side for any passengers.
Then come with us. The doctor's loading up Punchin now.
And miss out on the one chance I'll get.
To do what?
To get this kit off Kazan. I think I've figured out how they operate these controls.
If you're sure.
Of course I am. Take him with me. You don't want him in your ship. We can't just leave him here to die when the plane crashes.
All right then. Happy landings!
And you!
Where is he?
Kazan, didn't I sort you out 10 years ago?
Where's Punchin?
Not here.
What on earth?
Are these your defences, Toby?
You didn't think I only meant external security, did you?
The weapons in the ceiling, destroy them!
They won't last for long, though.
I think we should probably get out of here.
I think you're probably right.
Going somewhere?
No, I...
You first. Down.
No!
They're getting closer!
That's it. That's it. Just reach out and touch.
What happens when they do?
They'll short out the coronal differential, unleash a wave of temporal energy.
Is that a good thing?
If I use it in the right place.
Down again. Right, Kazan, you're coming with me.
Get off me!
Now.
My suit. How dare you? Give it back!
No, we don't have time for this.
You disgrace that uniform.
You're a pirate. You don't know the meaning of the word disgrace.
It is mine!
I'll fly you out of here or we both die. Don't you understand?
There is only one who will die here today.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Here we go. No! Let me get to the controls, man!
Not man! Rocket man!
Well, you stop struggling! I can't keep hold of you!
I'm not afraid of death! No!
That's lucky.
I'm sorry, Kazan. I did try to save you.
The women first, then you.
Come now, no need to be offensive.
Shut it!
Saving you for last, soldier boy.
Not soldier. RAF. I'd have thought you'd have remembered.
What do you...
Wait. Hold on. The plane. The fall, but
that's impossible.
Boss?
He's vanished. But how? Why?
Don't you remember? It's all coming back to me now. He died 10 years ago.
Like the doctor said, it's all happening simultaneously.
You killed him. You killed Kazan.
No, actually, you know, it's a little more complicated than that.
I really wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh! Rachel! Allison!
Ian, no, it's good to see... Oh, what on earth are you doing in that getup?
Right, it's a long story. You got down okay?
Obviously.
Using a parachute is well within our capabilities. Uh-oh, looks like trouble.
You killed him.
You killed Kazan!
You know, actually, it's a little more complicated than that.
I don't care! Kill him! No! No! What's happening?
What just happened?
You know, I haven't the faintest idea.
Not a good idea. How do you reckon you're going to stop us? We'll just kill you too.
Oh, I don't think so.
Howdy, boys. You know the Punchin twins, don't you?
Two of them? But how?
If you gentlemen could now hold hands, that would be much appreciated.
What? But...
No! No, no! What's happening?
And there we go. Or rather, there they go.
What just happened?
Ace?
Well, the two different versions of Punchin touching brought them back together, caused a temporal shockwave. As Kazan and his men were brought here by the two of them, that swept them away again.
Naturally.
That explains something I've been wondering about for 10 years. But somehow also only for a few minutes.
Oh, don't try to understand the time stuff. It'll only make your head hurt.
Where did it sweep them to, this, I can hardly believe I'm saying this, temporal shockwave?
No idea. Could be anywhere. I'm not convinced I'm especially troubled.
Well, let's hope it's somewhere they won't cause any bother.
So what happened to Punchin?
Destroyed, as he should have been in the first place.
Sacrificed himself to save our lives, eh?
He was already dead. The way he was, you couldn't call that living.
So that's it then? We're all safe?
This time period is broadly back to how it was. The after effects might complicate things for any time travellers in the vicinity. Their chronology will all be out of whack. Retiring in their 70s, but working in their 80s. That sort of thing. I always wondered how that happened.
How what happened?
Oh, it's not important. Well, we should get going. Lovely to see you again. Countermeasures.
I'm not convinced we can say the same thing.
Ah, you love us, really.
One thing, though. Who was Punchin?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, but I've a feeling I do find out in the future, or maybe the past. It's all just a matter of time.
You have been listening to The Legacy of Time, The Split Infinitive, written by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by Sylvester McCoy, Ace, Sophie Aldred, Group Captain Ian Gilmore, Simon Williams, Professor Rachel Jensen, Pamela Salem, Dr. Alison Williams, Karen Gledhill, Sir Tobias Kinsella, Hugh Ross, Kazan, Vince Lee, Vince, Glenn McCready, Rocket Man, James Joyce. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.